I'm here with Donegal manager James Daly and captain Roisin Rodgers. You conceded a goal, James, inside 2 minutes. How pleased were you, though, with the composure of the team to settle back in and work hard?
Look, we looked at that as a weakness, the way we were exposed on that far side. And we talked about it before the game. But then to give up a goal like that so early in the game was disappointing. And we had a strong win, so I wouldn't give us... You know, we had a strong win. We only scored 4 points in the first half. But like the hungrier team won today. We weren't nearly hungry enough. We weren't aggressive enough. A lot of our game today just wasn't where it's supposed to be at. And as a management, we take responsibility for that.
Yeah, they looked very sharp while an attacking play, even though you were very well set up with the back, Roisin, you know, but to leak that goal early and perhaps not utilise on the one behind your back in the first half was probably disappointing.
Yeah, definitely disappointing. You know, it's not a nice start off game, and they exposed us in that first couple of minutes, and they did get the goal from it, and it's not nice to be able to concede goals that quickly. You never want to concede goals anyway, especially not that quickly. And it was definitely, it was our own doing. Cavan done well, and they split us open, and it was our own fault. We just weren't on it from the get-go, and it was just kind of an uphill battle from them. We just had to kind of fight through it, and we didn't show up, and that was it.
Probably happy enough to go on a level, though, at half-time, James. You probably anticipated going on a lot more ahead at the break, but even to come back with that late point from Susie White to go level in at the break, you thought maybe coming out in the second half would be a bit more livelier start.
Yeah, well, look, like at the end of the day, they only scored 7 scores. Okay, we had our homework well done on that end of it. The defensive play, we were fine, but it was our own play, our own. Like I think we had 5 kickable points in the first half that we should have got scores from. And that wasn't good enough. Going into half time as a draw, but we knew coming out against a strong wind, we were going up against it in the second half. But we came out and we were lively enough in the second half. But again, we struggled. We done things. We you know, threw the ball at our opposition's feet. Bad passes, bad hand passes, got bad kick passes. Things that we've worked on over the last, you know, 3 months, you know what I mean? And it just seemed to all come to a head there the day, which was poor. Now, the wind was poor. The wind conditions were poor, but it's poor for both teams, you know? Now, we put them under pressure. Like, at the end of the day, we lost by, it was 7 points. I was 7 points to 1-6. I'm not going to take anything good out of it. But it's the fact that, like, what we went back into our old story from last year where we were struggling to score, and we struggled to score there today. And we had chances even at the end there. We had a good chance. We should have kicked over the bar. I'm not sure who kicked it wide, but we had a good point right in front of goal. That ball needs to go over the bar. So at this level of football, you know, you want big things for these girls. We need to be kicking that ball over the bar.
Tell me this, Roisin, you know, like, you've won your first 3 games, so expectations within the county now is expectations as to one, because you've got off that winning start. Like, does that put pressure on you going out like today? Because there was a little bit of a difference in that team today, that team performance overall.
Sure, I don't think it put pressure on us at all. I think, if anything, like you said, we hold ourselves to a standard, and we know going out there we wanted to prove a standard, and that just wasn't our standard at all. We said at the start of the year that coming from last year, that last year wasn't good enough, and we knew that ourselves, and we wanted to progress this year and keep building on the things that we did last year. And going out there today, we just knew that that wasn't how we wanted to play at all. So if anything, I think there's pressure within ourselves, as in to really show that we can do it and prove to ourselves. It's not really proving it to anyone else. I think it's within the team that we want to be able to prove that we can keep a standard and maintain that standard and keep it in an uphill progression. And today we just seem to let that slip a little bit.
Yeah, last night, James, like, there was a period of the game there, 18 minutes of the game, where you hadn't put a score. And as you say, there were opportunities for goal there, opportunities maybe Suzanne White for a goal, opportunities there in the last minutes of the second half for Katie Dowds, maybe they take a score. And as you say, you racked up a number of wides you wouldn't be happy with. You'll need that going on in the next game. You'll need to get back to winning ways and scoring ways if you're going to beat Mayo.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, like, Mayo's probably got into it, you would have thought Mayo was probably the best team in the league. But no, we'll have to be better. We'll go back to the video. We do break it down. We look at where we've done well, where we've done bad, and we will break it down again. You know, it's a bad loss. This is not going to define our season one way or the other, whether we won or lost today. We're disappointed we lost, but it's about getting ourselves back up now. It's the next day. It's the first half. It's how we respond in the first half against Mayo next Sunday. And, like, we have a great bunch of girls here, and we're confident that we'll be able to pick them up again and get them going again.